This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Americans to get vaccinated, even as federal workers in Washington and other cities Wednesday began wearing masks again at work amid rising cases of COVID-19 from the Delta variant. Speaking in Pennsylvania, the president urged people to protect themselves and others.
The pandemic we have now is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So please, 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 if you're not vaccinated, protect yourself and the children out there. It's important.
In remarks to the American Legislative Exchange Council, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, whose state has seen a sharp uptick in cases, urged Americans to resist COVID-related restrictions.
I think it's very important that we say unequivocally no to lockdowns, no to school closures, no to restrictions, and no mandates.
New cases in the United States, largely fueled among the unvaccinated by the highly contagious Delta variant, have risen fourfold over the last month. The World Health Organization said Wednesday that COVAX is expecting to receive 250 million donated COVID-19 vaccine doses over the next 6 to 8 weeks. The doses is a major boost for the program, which aims to ensure poorer countries can access shots. Under COVAX, the 92 poorest countries can access vaccines for free, with donors covering the cost. So far, it has delivered 152 million vaccine doses to 137 participating territories. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials lost 0.36%. The S&P was down by 0.02%, but the NASDAQ gained 0.7%. This is VOA News. In a major breakthrough for one of the world's last countries to embrace COVID-19 vaccines, Tanzania's president kicked off its vaccination campaign Wednesday by publicly receiving a dose and urging others to do the same. Samia Suluhu Hassan, who received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, expressed confidence in the safety of vaccines and said the country of more than 58 million people will pursue more. The East African country's government under former President John Magufuli had long worried health officials by denying the pandemic. Magufuli, who insisted the coronavirus could be defeated with prayer, died in March. The presidency then went to his deputy, Hassan, who has since changed Tanzania's course on COVID-19. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Afghanistan could become a pariah state if the Taliban continued its tactics of committing atrocities and taking over the country by force. Blinken made the statement during a joint press briefing with Indian External Affairs Minister Subramaniam Jaishankar in New Delhi during his visit to India. Blinken said the United States is still very much involved in Afghanistan.
We remain very much engaged in Afghanistan. We have not only a strong embassy there, but also important programs that continue to support Afghanistan economically through development assistance, through security assistance.
Blinken and Jaishankar discussed strengthening the Indo-Pacific engagement, seen as a counter to China, issues related to the coronavirus pandemic, and climate change. Blinken's India visit comes just 2 days after his number two diplomat, Wendy Sherman, was in China. The U.S. Federal Reserve is keeping its benchmark interest rate pegged near zero, but says the economy is strengthening, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Fed says the U.S. economy is making progress toward the central bank's employment and inflation goals. That's being interpreted as a small step closer to dialing back the ultra-low interest rate policies that have been in place since the coronavirus pandemic hit. In a statement, the Fed says vaccinations are helping the recovery, but it dropped a reference to a reduction in the spread of COVID-19 as the Delta variant has caused a spike in cases, creating several hotspots around the country. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
As long as COVID is running loose out there, as long as there's time and space for the development of new strains, no one's really finally safe. These strains, there's no reason they just can't keep coming.
Powell says successful vaccination campaigns in the U.S. and globally are key to sustaining the recovery. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.